You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
South Africa's budget 2025 has been delivered, or to be more precise, the third iteration of budget 2025 has been delivered. And we were, I suppose, a lot of people anyway, hoping for a growth-friendly, job-promoting, tax-burden-relieving, fiscally responsible, public sector job-shrinking budget and other things as well. But what did we get? With me is Adam Furlan, Portfolio Manager at 91 in Cape Town. You've just come from a meeting with the Treasury, Adam. What was your overall impression?
Hi, Lindsay. Thanks. Yeah, as you said, I've just met the Treasury. The overall impression felt quite positive in the room. They've come through a very tough budgeting process this year. I think the first time on record that they've had to put together three budgets in such a short space of time. And, you know, ultimately, they did come through with a budget that is somewhat consolidating debt. It has some expenditure cuts. It doesn't lean too much on the taxpayer as the previous budgets did and the politicians weren't happy with. But ultimately, it does have some risks in it that they are aware of, but are quietly optimistic that they may be able to achieve these targets and maybe even better.
Okay, so a cautious optimism, but some risks as well, which we'll come to in a second. I just saw this headline from a major South African institution. It said, budget note, lower expenditure, revenue estimates on fiscal rectitude with controlled borrowing. And generally, the tone of the report that followed was rather optimistic. Did you feel the same? I mean, you've given your overall view, your general view, having met the Treasury, but are you sort of sharing cautious optimism?
Yeah, most definitely. And I think for us, for me as a bond manager, the resounding message that has come through from the Treasury for quite some time now is echoed in this budget that there's not going to be any additional borrowing. They are quite aware that, you know, the market wouldn't stomach, you know, increases in the amount of borrowing and the quantum of borrowing any further. And they have stuck to that message. In terms of expenditure, yes, there have been some cuts. Their tone is that they will be able to manage these cuts, particularly in the frontline spending areas, and are quite optimistic now that we have new renewed political appetite for expenditure reviews and wasteful expenditure, which may provide some upside or downside, let's call it, to the expenditure numbers in the budget.
So no hint of cracks in the GNU, the Government of National Unity, which might hamper any proposals that the Treasury put forward for budget 3.0 2025. That doesn't seem to have been mentioned at all. There doesn't seem to be any sort of rift.
All I've seen in the media is that spokesperson for the DA did say they are cautiously supportive of the budget. I believe what they are referring to is the unallocated, you know, revenues in the outer years of to the tune of 20 billion. The Treasury believes that, you know, the additional allocations made to the South African Revenue Service may be able to find that additional 20 billion from within the existing tax policy framework. But should they not, that would then need to be reviewed next year and additional revenue measures raised. So I assume that is what that cautiousness is referring to.
Okay, one paragraph here from the same author of the headline that I gave you earlier. It says, with revenue and expenditure projections revised lower and genuine potential for upside on revenue, the credit rating agencies are unlikely to react negatively. The potential for tax increases to be rolled back is positive for growth too, lifting markets. And that's a nice lead in to the markets. What have the markets done? We can look at the dollar rand as much as we like, but that was a lot to do with a weaker dollar, a little bit to do with the budget, I think. What was the initial reaction overall, bonds and currency?
So the initial reaction was actually quite subdued yesterday, post the announcement of the budget. In my opinion, you know, we had had some announcements from politicians that did say, you know, the budget will have limited additional tax measures, no additional borrowing, and that's ultimately what we got. So I think the budget met expectations, and there is, as you say, some upside risks, particularly on the revenue side. So the market reaction is quite muted. I think the market has taken it well, but looking at what is happening elsewhere in the globe. Global fixed income markets are selling off quite aggressively, with long end government bonds of the US, from Japan, etc., making all-time highs. That, I think, is stumping the optimism in South African fixed income.
Yes, it's a shame that the two came together. In other words, the international problems with yields rising that you just mentioned, and also a relatively good South African budget, because without the international influence, we might have done better. Is this a sort of budget, with the backdrop of the international turmoil, that you want to sit down with your team and say, OK, we should be shifting our position, or we'll hold firm? And if so, what is that holding firm position?
Yep. So we were expecting some resolution on the political side within this budget. And, you know, as a result, what we notice in the South African government bond curve is that most of the risk premium has actually come out, particularly in the front and 10-year sector of the curve. We own duration a little bit longer out on the curve, in the 20 to 30-year part of the local South African bond curve. And that is where we are holding our position for now. When we see a bit more calm in global fixed income markets, there's definitely some room to add in the long end part of the curve, as we think the budget is good news for that sector of the bond market. And there is premium priced into that part of the curve.
Adam, thank you very much for your analysis. Adam Furlan is portfolio manager at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors, and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.